Amen. Good evening, everyone. We just welcome everyone to Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of Apostle Asia Roberts. I'm your host tonight, Prophetess Maggie, and this is our Friday night Bible study, and I am thankful that we are getting ready to start this new series. I'm just super excited to be able to come before God's people and thank God for Apostle allowing me to be able to come and give the people of God what God has given me to release. And I'm just grateful for the space and the time. Amen. We're just in a season that we're connecting and learning and growing. And I just thank God that you can rest assured that you are in a safe place. Amen. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, our Bible study on Wednesday night, our discipleship class, our Friday night Bible study, and Sunday service. I just thank God for that. Our Monday night prayer, 8 p.m. prayer, Tuesday morning prayer. Amen. We just want to get closer to Jesus. Amen. And so I thank God for this safety zone. I thank God for this time that we are getting ready to break forth the word, come forth in the word, and I'm just grateful for it. We are starting our new series, and it is called Word Power. Amen. And I am excited about what God is getting ready to do with this series. Tonight is just tonight is just the introduction. So we're just going to introduce what this series will detail and how God is getting ready to set his people free from things that we have not even known, that we've probably been bound by, doing things that we've just learned, patterns of behavior, words that we've used, misquoting scriptures. And so I'm just excited that God is giving us revelation, and he's taking us to a deeper place in him. So I'm going to ask if Evangelist Johnson, if you can lead us in prayer, and we will go forth in tonight's lesson.
Father, we bless you, God. We honor you, God. We magnify your name, God. We just lift you up, God. We just thank you, oh God, just for being God all by yourself, God. God, we thank you that we can come together in your word, oh God, and just begin to grow, oh God, stronger in you, getting to know you in a greater way, God. We just give you praise for what you're going to do tonight. God, we pray that every need will be met, oh God. God, someone might be saved, delivered, set free, healed. God, whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit, we just ask that you will come in and move right now. And we give you the praise, you the honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God. Thank you, Evangelist, for the prayer. I thank God tonight for what God has been doing in my life personally with me, getting in my word in, showing me the power of the word of God. Amen. And tonight our series starts with word. Our series is Word Power. And we sometimes just don't know how much power words pack. And we sometimes say things like the world would say them, but as believers, the Lord showed me different in his word. Amen. And I thank God for the word, because everything that we have questions about or anything that we are in need of knowing, it is in the word. Seriously, there is a scripture that will meet the need, that will answer the question, meet the need, wherever we are, whatever we desire from God, it's in the word of God. And so I was a couple of months ago, I was talking to a coworker on my old previous job, and she began to ask me questions of why so many believers, why so many Christians sound like the world. And I said, well, Leslie, what do you mean? And she said, well, you hear Christians say that they hustling. You hear Christians saying that they getting ready to turn up. You hear Christians say these things, and they're supposed to be saved. Amen. And I said, well, explain what you mean by that. And so she said, I said, well, when you hear the word hustle, what do you think it means? And she says, stealing, lying. And these are words, this is a word that we find on T-shirts of the church. We find pastors saying them, prophets saying them, whoever, the people of God saying words like this. And it sounds like the world. And we don't know how powerful these words are. More or less how we wonder why we're still bound in sin when we are using words like this with the meaning of stealing and cheating and lying and sleeping around or getting drunk or whatever. And we using them in a way we think that it may sound holy, but it ain't holy. Hallelujah. So the Lord is showing me, he begins to show me in the word of God how our dialogue, how our conversations have to be holy. It has to reflect the word of God. It has to. And I said, well, Lord, I said, where does it say this? And there are scriptures that say how we are supposed to speak in the kingdom of God. Amen? And so many times we use these words in the wrong text. So many times we use words in the wrong text. So many times we use them without even knowing the understanding of the full meaning or even the origin of these words. Amen? And so over the next couple of weeks, we're going to get into the word and begin to break the word down and see how our words have power, how our tongue can deceive us if it's not a learned tongue, how our thoughts can deceive us. We're going to, how we've walked in our walks with learned patterns of behavior, just continually speaking how we used to speak and not being delivered and set free from speaking and thinking that way. And so our words are powerful. One thing about words, they carry the creative power of God. But on the flip side of that, they can still be destructive. They can still be a destructive power of death. They have the ability to encourage, or you can have the ability to tear and discourage someone, to pull them down, tear them down. They have the power to heal. They have the power to hurt. They have the power to build, and yet still the power to tear down. We're talking about words. Depending on the way the word is used, it's a possible effect that it can produce a good and yet still a harmful result. So our words, sometimes we wonder about curses. You know, many people readily accept the concept of blessings as valid or principle, biblical principle. They accept that, but when it comes to curses, they become skeptic. They refuse to believe. But how many know that words, curses are not just voodoo, witches, warlocks, or something, a spell somebody's conjuring up? It's not just that. But the truth of the matter is a curse can be formed right in the heart and spoken out of the mouth with words. And the word tells us this. By listening to the choice of words spoken, they reveal the content of the heart. I never forget when I was at another ministry And one of the elders told me, he said, they were telling you the truth the entire time, but you did not want to hear it. They were revealing to you their heart the entire time, and you did not want to hear it. The heart. We're going to turn to Proverbs 15 and 7. Proverbs 15 and 7. And I do encourage you, like on Wednesday nights, please have your Bible. Please have your notebook, your pen, your pencil, because these are scriptures that are being released so you can go back and study. Proverbs 15 and 7. We're talking about how words form in the heart. And when they're spoken out, they can be blessings or other curses.
Amen.
The lips of the wise spread, the word says, the lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not upright. We have to be careful what we say. Careful. When I first got saved, I would say all kinds of things to my older son in anger and frustration, not knowing any better, speaking all kinds of, you're going to be like your dad. You're going to do this, that, and not realizing that I was speaking from a foolish point of view, speaking foolish words, curses. And that stuff began to build in my heart. And now I've spoken this thing over my seed.
Mm-hmm.
Planted this seed. Dropped this seed in the ground. Planted this seed. And because of ignorance, which is not an excuse when you're a believer, because if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you should be in your word, studying your word, living a lifestyle that's righteous and holy so that you can, anything that is not like God can be separate, we can separate from it. But because of ignorance, I spoke these things and the seed began to grow. It was not until recently, learning how to go before God and asking him to pull up, separate, disconnect, uproot everything that I had spoken, sever the ties with generational curses that I had spoken over my own seed because of words. Because my lips were not wise to spread knowledge, but they were foolish. My heart was foolish. My lips spoke idle, foolish things, things that did not benefit the kingdom. Words. Matthew 15 and 18. And if someone can read that, please. That's Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 18. When you get it, just go ahead and read, please.
But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Wow.
Wow. We're going to learn throughout this series how this stuff starts in the heart. And like Apostle said on Wednesday, we're not just talking about, we're not talking about this, what pumps in our body. But this stuff starts in our spirit. It starts in if we're born again believers, Holy Ghost filled believers, our dialogue should change, our attitude should change. There should be a sudden change in our lives, and we should see that. But what do we see? If we're not under the word of God, if we're not careful what we're watching on television, careful what we're who we're having conversations with, careful about what we're seeing on social media, that stuff will form in the heart and it will come up out of the mouth. And it will contaminate the person right in God's sight. That's what this version says. It says, but what goes out of the mouth comes from the heart. And that's what contaminates a person in God's sight. So now, because of the things, because we want to sound like the world and look like the world and be cool like the world, and we have contaminated our spirit man right in the eyesight of God, in the presence of God. This thing is serious. The Bible says we have all the power in our tongues to both bless and curse. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. We have to take our rightful posture in the kingdom and understand that we must be careful and know that our words must be managed. We have to be careful of what we're putting in these temples because they will come out. Once something is spoken, it cannot be unspoken. You can't just take it back. And so what happens with a word, it takes on the life of its own. Now, this thing can work for our good, or it can work against us. It can work for the kingdom, or it can work for the other kingdom, the enemy's kingdom. We have to be in our word to make wise decisions, to be led by the word of God, led by the Spirit of God. All words are modeled after the eternal word. Living, active, and sharp. The active work of the Holy Spirit in our lives will change our dialogue. Our conversations change. You ever notice when you first probably got saved, you said one thing, and you just probably just had a random conversation. But you begin to as you begin to grow in the kingdom, your dialogue begins to change. It should change your tone. Your tonality should change. Your attitude and your mood should change. You should not be walking around with the same attitude because it's going to come out. Mean Christians, mean believers, because that stuff is rooted still in their heart. The language, meaning your tongue, your speech, your sound, the way you project words at people can be very, you ever just wonder, man, you could have said something, it could have been it would have sounded nice, but the way it projected, the way it sounded came out harsh or cruel. See, these things God changes. The Holy Ghost changes inside of us. Our verbiage, useless negative words, complaining, whining, words that do not build up the kingdom. The active work of the Holy Ghost, it changes these things. So our words come from the heart. And so what happens? When a changed heart, there are changed words. I used to be a cursor, profanity. Changed heart, changed words. Now I have myself set where when I feel, on my desk, if I don't have, I don't want to whine and complain. I told God that was one of my declarations in the kingdom, that I was not going to whine and complain and be ungrateful and murmuring. Change words. So when I feel myself, I go to my promise box. I'll read a scripture because I want to plant the word of God on the inside. I don't want to plant the seed of bitterness and frustration and whining and that stuff, and it begins to grow and grow and grow. So when we come into the presence of God, He changes our word, spending time with the living word. And we're talking about Jesus. Spending time with the living word will change our hearts and words. In His presence, we develop a new language. A shift begins to take place. We begin to naturally speak His words. Jesus said, "These words you hear are not mine. They belong to the Father who sent me." So we begin to take on speaking and sounding like Jesus, who has taken on the Father's words. It changes. A shift takes place. I'm careful what I like off on Facebook now. And I shared this with a believer. I said, they wanted me to buy a shirt that said hustle on it. I said, I don't hustle. My living is honest. Oh, you're taking it too deep. I said, no, maybe you need to research and find out what the origin of that word means. It means a thief, a prostitute, a worthless thing. Something we randomly hear. We have to be careful, saints. Word is a title of Jesus. The Savior. What in John 1 verses 1 through 4, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men." Word. The Bible is the Word. It's language. It's living speech. It's an oral expression. It's a promise and a declaration. An account. I give you my word. It's a signal or order. Scripture speaks of the word of God, meaning the things God has said. And it also uses the word of God as His name. So when we say get in your word, you're getting closer to the Father. I'm learning that anything that I need, I'm really seeing that. I never thought the word would come to life until I really took time actively getting in the presence of God. Drawing closer to Him. Desiring to be like Him. See, my desires begin to change because of the Word, because of the living Word that's on the inside of me. See, the Word on the inside needs the Word. We can't feed the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us foolishness. We have to feed it the Word of God, prayer, fasting, laying before God, Bible study. We have to feed it the things that's going to build so that we can grow, so that we can have life. And life, according to the Bible, is knowing God is the meaning of life because He is the author of life. So the meaning of life is not based on things we see in the world. Life is more than just food. Life is more than clothes. Life is more than that. The condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter. This is what the Webster Dictionary says life is. The capacity for growth, reproduction. So if you're not feeding your temple the Word, then you won't grow. There won't be reproduction, functionality, the activity of your limbs. It needs the Word of God. The existence of an individual human being, an animal. We have lost the sight of what the meaning of life is. He is life. And as believers, we are filled with life. We should speak life out of our mouths. Our hearts should be filled with life. We should not be declaring and decreeing death, curses, and saying all manners of words, but we should be declaring and decreeing life. The Word says in Isaiah 50 and 4, "The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary." We should have life. Well, when we speak to someone that's weary, we quicken them. We should be filled with so much life and so much word that when we walk into, it could be a heated argument, but we can open our mouths and instantly peace come on the scene. Because we have a well-instructed tongue. He has given us an instructed tongue, not a wild, untamed tongue. Or you hear people, "I'll give you the business." What is that? I was so guilty of that, saying that for a believer to say. If I have a learned tongue, a wise tongue, an instructed tongue, if the Holy Spirit is on the inside, if I'm supposed to quicken those that are weary, bring them back to life, how saying words that are negative and useless, how would that bring anyone back to life? But death. The first time death is mentioned in the Word of God is in Genesis. "In the day you eat of it, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you surely you shall surely die. Now, we know Adam still lived after this, and Eve still lived after they sinned. But the word said that you will die. His heart didn't stop beating. He didn't stop walking. But he was dead. They came under judgment and the condemnation of God. That's what death is. When you are separated from God. It's a separation from righteousness and holiness. You know, we focus on the physical death. But this was a man and a woman that were walking around dead because they were separated from righteousness because of sin. So it is possible to be walking around and separated from God, and heart beating, pulse going. They can check and find your pulse. We don't want to be like that. We want to be careful. We want to be wise. We want the instead of us operating in our flesh and operating in us, we want to be led in by the Holy Ghost. We want our hearts to be changed. We want our words to be changed. We want to develop a new language in His presence. We want to grow. We want to be able to speak life over our generations. When we see someone weary and tired, we can speak. We can open our mouth and speak the word. Speak a word of encouragement that will quicken them to life. I was on the phone the other night, and a young lady called. The new thing now is I work for a company. My part-time job is I work for a company that they, it's a health company that does the telehealth appointments. And the new thing is everybody, I have never made so many appointments for mental health. And a young lady called the line and she was frustrated because she couldn't get in her psychiatrist appointment. And the Lord told me to just open my mouth. And the Lord began to speak to this young lady. And before I knew it, 30 minutes had passed. And she said at the end of the conversation, she said, I needed to call to hear this. I needed this, not the appointment, not to be put on any more medication. We should have life inside of us where we are able to quicken those. We are able to revive the dead, bring them back to life. It's so many people now depending on mental health. Where they're talking to therapists. And they're forgetting about God. I ask the Lord to show me in His word. Show me what's supposed to come out of my mouth. And when He showed me that scripture in Isaiah, that my tongue should be well instructed. Maggie, you cannot just speak what you want to say. Be explosive with how you say things and not using wisdom and not realizing that this thing will affect your generations. It changed something inside of me. Not realizing the harmful result and effect that I can cause by just sounding like the world. taking the word of God out of context. We have to be careful. When we pick up the word of God, our heart has to be aligned. Like Apostle said, it should be aligned to the word. It should be connected. Well, we ain't going to take the word of God out of context. We're not going to use it to benefit us in any form of sin or wrong behavior. That anything that we've learned from other churches or other forms of life or other of anything that we've learned, we got to lay that stuff before the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to cleanse me. I need you to deliver me and set me free from this stuff. If it is not based on the word of God. We need to be free. And it starts in the heart. Where the Lord got to come into the heart and cleanse and purify. Because that thing is wicked and deceitful. And because we weigh sin, we think it's just the homosexuality, but you're mean. I had to realize, Maggie, you have mean, there's a mean demon in you. I got on my desk, be kind, be happy, be nice, to let the enemy know you are not coming back. The Lord has freed me from that. But see, we don't tend to think that this is a form of sin. Anything in that heart that's not lined up to the word of God, which is God. Anything that separates us from righteousness and holiness. Anything. We must come clean. Be transparent and real with God and ask God to deliver and set us free from this thing. We desire to live a lifestyle of holiness and righteousness. We should be desiring to live a life like the King. But it's going to take us, we got to become proactive with this thing. When there's something on that TV that's not right, it need to go off. I picked my kids up for the summer. My son was bringing a TV out there. I said, take it back. My house is a house of peace, and y'all going to see that this summer. I'm about to change your whole, we got family. I said, by stop eating out. And I said, Lord, I can do so much with this money of eating out. I went and got me a family devotional book for me and my children to sit down at the table. I got my schedule written out so it can line up with the word of God, to put the word of God in them, my generations. He says, therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. I'm choosing the word of God. I'm choosing life. I'm going to plant that seed. We have to get back to this thing. It's so we have to get back to praying and reading the word. We have to. We need to stay there. It's not just a seasonal thing. This should be our daily walk. Amen. Well, this was just our introduction of what we are getting ready to walk into, what we are walking into. This lining us up with the word of God. Next week, we will start on words, pack, power. And we're going to see, based on the Word of God, how twisting the Scriptures can, putting our mouths, throughout this, putting our mouths on leadership. People say, well, that ain't in the Bible. Yes, it is. Talking against our brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. This stuff is in the Word of God. And anything that is inside of us that's not like God, between Bible study on Kingdom Bible study on Wednesday night and on Friday night, and the Word of God and prayer and whatever you're doing on your own personal time, it's going to uproot that stuff. It's got to come up and out. We're desiring to get closer with the Lord and not be separated from Him. We're desiring that our descendants will get closer, our generations will get closer to the Lord and not be separated from Him. So He's getting ready to do a shift and a change in our verbiage, in our language, in our tonality, in our dialogue. He's changing the heart. He's changing the words. But it's going to require us to spend that time with Him. Amen? At this time, we open the line up for any questions, comments, any shares.
Sure. Grace and peace. This is Minister Ardeen. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, I joined in the class and I was listening, and it's very, very interesting, you know, and it's knowledgeable also, you know, when you speak about the Word and the way in which we use words, because, you know, words, of course, it gives that impression, you know, and of what people see and what people think of us as Christians. So that was some very good, important points and nuggets that you were given. And even so, reading the scripture, you know, it's like, you know, we have to really be careful, because it's like the church is bringing the world in, you know, and usually people from the world are the ones that will be more likely to see it before the church even see it, because the people from the world are coming for a place of safety. If, you know, the church is supposed to be a safety net for them to come in. So when they come in and they're hearing the same thing like what they hear in the world, it puts a question mark, like, where am I? I'm in the right place. I could have just stayed where I'm at. You know, and as Christ, you know, we are supposed to be different. You know, our language is supposed to be different. You know, and that is what is supposed to be appealing to others, to make them want to come. So, yes, I do, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, we have this, having this discussion tonight and learning even more, say, per se, because sometimes, you know, those words do hurt. As much as we used to say, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words can never hurt me, words can hurt. Because the things that we say to our children, especially at a young age, they grow with that. And that's something that helps to shape them, whether good or bad. You know, and when you speak negative words play a very big role in a lot of people's adult lives now. That's why we have so many people that's broken because of some of the things that we say to them from they were young, and they just never came over it. You know, and just for a little short testimony, I won't be long. You know, I remember my son first went away, and he was in a basketball home. And there was a young man that was there with him. And it seems like, you know, him and my son, they come from two walks of life. And it's so funny that we used to go to, Miss Grandmother and I used to go there. And when before we would leave, we would have prayer with the boys. And, you know, we would ask them about their schoolwork and, you know, and stuff like that. And one of the kids, you know, he was there. He said he didn't know how to pray. And then he came out and, you know, he was saying something. What difference does it make? Because they talk about me anyway, and they say I'm bad, you know. And, I mean, you know, he was just, like, talking so negative about himself from what he was always being told from people and what he heard from his family. And, you know, for the little time that my son was there, you know, every time we go on, we started changing the narrative, you know, the positivity instilling him and everything until we saw him came around. And for some reason or another, of all the boys that was in the house, him and my son really gelled together. Eventually, it got to the point where he started learning how to pray, you know, just from seeing my son pray. You know, and the other boys, you know, he eventually developed something to say to God and know that there was a God, and the language started to change. So, you know, it's very important for us to instill positivity and positive words into our kids, because that goes a very, very far way with them. You know, and that's why sometimes when you look, there's a lot of broken men in the church, and it's hard to break them from what they already have. Because of what was being told to them, it's embedded in their heart, you know, so it's very important. So I truly believe that this is going to be quite a positive class. It's going to be one that is quite rewarding and interesting for us to learn from. Amen? Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That is so true, Minister Ardeen. Our words have a large role in our spiritual and personal and family life and business life, our relationships. They play a huge, I never knew it was that deep until I had to hear words that I spoke. I was in a Payless shoe store one day, and my son was probably about 12, he's 20 now, and he told me, he said, "You always said I will be nothing."
Mm-hmm.
And I broke down and I started crying in the store. And I asked him to please forgive me. And even with him not doing the things that I want him to do in life, I'm finding myself now texting him throughout the week, "I'm very proud of you." And he asked me the other night, we were on the phone, he said, "Mom, are you really, really proud of me?" And I said, "I am very proud of you."
Right.
I said, "I didn't know you were going to go across the United States to make me proud, but," I said, "I'm proud of you." He said, "Well, Mom, I just want to make you happy." We like you said, we don't know the impact that these things have on children, our young black men, our daughters, the impact. You allow a child to listen to some rap music. Their attitude changed. They could have grown up in a good home. They could have started thugging and acting like they don't grow up in the hood somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Words have power. We can use it. It can benefit the kingdom of God, or it can benefit and that is not what we're trying to do. We are trying to use our mouths as mouthpiece for the kingdom of God, to tear
right.
the kingdom of the devil down, that God will get the glory in our lives.
Amen, amen.
Are there any other shares tonight?
Amen, beloved. God bless you all on tonight. Amen. I bring you greetings tonight in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Apostle Asia. Amen. Our heart is a bag of words. And the Bible does speak of those that are graced to speak as one of the learned, or to have your words seasoned with salt, or to have your words seasoned with grace. Amen. Words that will edify, words that will build up, praise God. Amen. And sometimes coming out of the world into Christ, praise God. Hallelujah. We have to change those bad habits. Amen. Certain things are habitual. Sometimes they're just bad habits. Sometimes they're just evil spirits. Sometimes it's not even your words at all. Amen. Praise God. When you learn how to discern your own thoughts, you'll realize that some of the thoughts that you have is not yours. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That the enemy will deal with you at a speed of a thought. Amen. Praise God. And if you're not able to capture every thought and every imagination and bring it up under the subjection of the Holy Ghost. And when I say that, I mean filter it through the Holy Ghost. Try every spirit by the spirit. Amen. Praise God. Because every word comes through the empowerment or the motivation of a breath. Amen. Praise God. But who breath is it? You know, is it a demonic spirit? Is it Holy Spirit? Or is it human spirit? Praise God.
Amen.
And so, beloved, we do have to be mindful. I'm glad that God moved upon the woman of God to bring forth this teach. And when he shifted Wednesday night Bible study, I could not understand why the Holy Ghost was going there. I said, I don't know why he's going here, but we're going to go here for a minute. Amen. Praise God. And he was speaking about the heart. And so, beloved, amen, you want to be able to level up and align with what God has placed in you. And sometimes we're not knowledgeable of all that he has placed in us. Amen. Praise God. But through the study of the word, amen, praise God, it began to awake, amen, some of those things. It began to, you know, water some of the words that he has put in us. Amen. I know that from the time that God set me apart, I'm not talking about the first onset of my salvation. I'm talking about from the time that he set me apart. Amen. My language has changed tremendously. Amen. Praise God. But I don't want you to get too religious or too, when I say religious, how should I put that when I say religious? Sometimes, that's what Jesus said about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we have the spirit in life. Amen. Apostle Paul said that I was all things to all people that some would be saved. Praise God. And so he was able to speak to people of all walks of life. Amen. He was able to speak to the Greeks on Mars Hill. Amen. Praise God. And these people was great philosophers. Praise God. But it was the Holy Spirit in him. Amen. Praise God. And I want you to know that language is a gateway. And when you don't speak people language, you can't reach them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God will use you in the manner that he chooses to use you. Amen. To be able to reach. Amen. Praise God. And words do build up, but words do tear down. And sometimes it's necessary to tear down, and that's if the foundation is faulty. Amen. You have to tear down before you can build. Amen. Praise God. And I believe that that's what God did in us when he gave us the new heart. He tore down. He eradicated. He plucked up. He pulled out. He circumcised the way. Amen. Praise God. And that he put in something new. And so, woman of God, I enjoyed all the PowerPoints, amen, that was released in this introduction. Amen. Because words are power. Amen. Praise God. Whether we believe it or not, words are power. And there is a motive behind these words. That's why God said, I will judge the thoughts, the attitude, and the intent of your heart. Amen. There's motives behind the words that are being spoken. Amen. But I do want you to know that once a word is released, you can deny it. That's why we have our shield of faith, the fiery dart. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's many times I have spoken a thing and I snatched it out of the atmosphere. I render it null and void. You will not work. Praise God. Amen. Who was that speaking through me? Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful. God has truly given us dominion. Amen. Praise God. We're not just sitting idly by. Amen. Praise God. We're not just a target for someone onslaughts and attacks. No, that's not what's going on here. Amen. He gave us authority. He gave us power. He gave us joint co-heirship with Jesus. Amen. What we have to learn is his mind toward us through his word. Amen. Praise God. And the word will do that. Amen. So I love this teach. Amen. And share it with others. Amen. If you're being blessed through the Friday night Bible study, share it with others that they may also come in and be blessed by what it is that God is saying. Amen. Praise God. Because God is speaking. He's not mute. He's not far. He's not asleep. He is near. He's not slumbering. He is awake. Amen. But do we have ears to hear him? Amen. So, woman of God, exceeding grace and glory upon your life, I truly receive the teach on tonight. Amen. Praise God that, you know, we may learn, amen, of his mind toward us through the word, and that we too may speak the word that he speaks about us and the word that he speak about others. Amen. Praise God. Regardless of where they come from or where they're originating from or where they starting from, amen, whether it is mental illness or whether it is the hood, amen, praise God, or whether wherever it is, because God can meet them where they are, amen, praise God. But we need to learn how to speak as one as the learned, amen, one with our words, seasoned with grace, seasoned with salt, and with love, amen, praise God. And so, woman of God, thank you, amen, for this teach tonight, amen. I'm going to release the line because I believe I said enough. For God be love.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Amen. I knew God when Wednesday night shifted the way it did. I was just like, oh my God, Lord, this is, it really ministered to me, because when you begin to say that the things that we pick up along the way, we have to unlearn this stuff. And I thank God for sitting under a house that teaches the truth. I thank God for having a relationship with the Lord. So that is my testimony with me wanting more of him this season and next season and the next season. I can't get enough of him, because I don't want to stay in the same place wherever I was last year. It's just like financially, if you was bankrupt last year, and then your goal was to make money this year, it should be the same way in the kingdom. And I am thanking God. Even the Lord showed me with this thing how procrastination is a lie. If God has told you to do something and you're not moving, either God don't lie. So either you lying, God said do it. God, the teach on that is, I when he began to deal with me, he said, Maggie, I said get up and move on this. So I am moving when he tells me to move. There is no more delayed obedience with that. When God speaks, I'm obedient. I don't want to procrastinate the work of the kingdom. I don't want to delay the work of the kingdom. I don't want to. I said, Lord, the Lord told me, he said, it's time to finish the Beatitudes. We're moving into something else. We wrapped that thing up in 30 minutes. That was it. When the Lord said that, when I was able to get on that line, because I had already delayed it far enough. We have to be this way with the things of the kingdom. If God has planted, put something in your hands, move, do it. If God is even with tithing and you're sowing your seeds and your offering, don't hold it. If you know you're not trustworthy with it, if you're not trustworthy with it, then you need to release it. So God can teach you how to be trustworthy with it. See, I used to not be trustworthy. I would go and go shopping with it and be broke and trying to scram up and borrow to give time. No, release it. And so we are in that season where whatever God is doing, don't be delayed with it. Amen. So are there any other shares before we pray and release the line?
Beloved, I just wanted to touch on really quick with Prophetess Margaret just said concerning moving quickly, because if you read the book of the Gospel of Mark, that's how Jesus moved, amen, quickly, amen, in response to how the Spirit was leading him, amen. Everything, Mark was is the shortest gospel, but Jesus moved quickly. Mark was very to the point. As far as expressing even some of the miracles and wonders that Jesus have done. And we have to remember that the life that we live is not ours. The life that we live is his, praise God, amen. And he is the great example, amen. And so through the scriptures, we learn how he was and how he is, praise God, amen. And we are to mirror that, amen, yield to the Holy Spirit, surrender to the Holy Spirit, amen. Shift with him. Be quick to shift with him. Like the woman of God said, if you know you're not trustworthy, release it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't hold on to it too long. Amen. Praise God. And so I just wanted to agree with you, woman of God, concerning that, because that word was power. Amen. That was a power word. Amen. How swift we are to shift with him.
When you hear and he's moving ships, you don't want to be left behind. Praise God. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we release the line, are there any other shares? Pastor Thornton is asking for prayer. To lift her up in prayer. That's my sister. Amen. All right, let us go before the throne. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for your word. Lord God, we thank you for you being life. Lord God, we thank you right now, oh God, that we're able to grow with you, Lord God. We are able to, Lord God, connect with you. Lord God, we are able to be in your presence, Lord. We tell you thank you tonight, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now for the Lord God, giving us an obedient spirit, Lord God, to shift and move with you, Lord. Oh God, we thank you right now that there will be no more delays or setbacks, Lord God, in this kingdom. Lord God, and what you have planted in us to do, Lord God, we will move and we will do it immediately, Lord. Oh God, we tell you thank you tonight, Lord God, for giving us a spirit to stay in your presence, to be present in your presence, Lord God. Oh God, we tell you thank you tonight, Lord God. No more excuses, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for the unction to function, Lord God, just being able to do what you have called us to do in this season. We tell you thank you, Lord God, that you entrust us with it. Oh God. Now, Lord God, we lift up each and every one that was on the line tonight, Lord God. We've covered our apostle, Lord God, in the blood. Oh God, we ask that you will continue to strengthen and use the woman of God like never before, Lord God, pouring your wisdom in her, Lord God, that she will quicken us, Lord God, when we may be weary, Lord God, with the word of God. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for Evangelist Johnson. We thank you for Minister Ardeen and all those others that were on the line, Lord. Oh God, we lift up Pastor B. Cassandra, Lord God, whatever she is in need of, Lord God, we ask that you will do it for your glory in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for moving upon her heart, Lord God. Oh God, to ask for prayer, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord God, whatever that she's carrying, Lord, that you will remove it off of her and you will give her peace, Lord God. All of the prayer requests and petitions that we have before you, Lord God, we thank you for being a God that will turn and hear us and answer quickly, Lord God, those requests, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for our generations, Lord God, being able to have life tonight, Lord. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they are filled with the word of God. We thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do, even in their lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now for the shifting in the atmosphere, Lord God. Oh God, we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord. Oh God, we thank you right now for circumcising our hearts, Lord God. Anything that has been learned that is not like you, Lord God, we thank you for us unlearning those behaviors, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now for giving our words. They will be seasoned, Lord God, and they will be words that build up, Lord God, and tear the devil's kingdom down in the name of Jesus. Oh God, they will be words that heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, words that encourage, Lord. Oh God, we thank you right now for the blessings that will flow out of each and everyone's mouth tonight, Lord. We thank you for the rest that we will have. Lord God, we ask that you will meet us back on this line Sunday morning with more revelation, Lord God, a word that will shift and move us into another move with you, Lord God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise tonight. It is in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for life tonight, Lord God. Strength, peace, Lord God, your love, your kindness. Oh God, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We will meet back on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Amen. Amen. And also, if you want to sow into Cornerstone Deliverance with offerings, if you don't have a home with tithing, whatever it may be, if you want to give an offering, we pray you release it. You can send it to $CSDC12. The Lord has really been dealing with me about that every time we would come into the house of an actual building. we gave. Glory to God, because we're on a prayer line, needs no different. Glory to God. So if you would like to give an offering tonight, $CSDC12, you can also Cornerstone Deliverance Church at thezell@gmail.com. You can give on the website, Cornerstone Deliverance Church. You can give as well in the name of Jesus. There's a donate button on that on the website on every page. It is in Jesus' name, Lord God. We bless every offering. Lord God, we bless the ones that are able to give and not even God. Thank you right now for your blessings being poured upon them. In Jesus' name, we'll meet back on here Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Agape Love.